Here's what you need to know.
Got to let you know.
I mean, being stuck in an apartment in Brisbane without COVID's bad enough. Let alone for these poor people at the Grand Chancellor. Oh. A lot of them were just about to check out yesterday, just ticked off their 2 weeks. In fact, one of them had their family downstairs waiting to pick them up. They get their brekkie with a little note saying, sorry about that, got to do another 2 weeks at another hotel.
That is like getting,
So that's a month of quarantine for these people because of the mutant strain.
Horrible.
And they just can't figure it out. They're saying, was it the aircon? We're not sure. But so we've got around 600 people in quarantine at the moment in isolation just to make sure this doesn't spread. So it's really right at the moment. It's pretty dodgy. We don't know. This could absolutely explode like Melbourne did.
Mm.
Hopefully it's contained. But Anastasia on the news last night was, oh, we don't know. We don't know how this possibly, we can't figure it out. How? This has just gone from room to room. And then they show a photo of people on their balconies, basically elbow to elbow.
Yeah.
How you going?
Passing
how you
on,
going? Hey, well, you want a cuppa? Here, have a sip of mine. What? That's how it's spread. Yeah. Like they could lick each other's faces. What are you doing?
They're spitting on handkerchiefs and over the balcony going, I think you've got a bit of colour on your face there. I'll just get rid of that for you. Oh, my God.
I know. What is happening?
Did you think, when you first saw it and they showed those blokes talking on the veranda, before they even said that might be the problem, you've gone, oh, that might be the problem. Oh, God, there's all kinds of stupid in this state. Oh, my God. Sorry, I got a bit excited.
No, yeah, that's fine. I did it at 5 o'clock as well. Don't worry. I went to
Look, there's been a couple of roads up north in Southport and Narang where they're having an awful lot of people running up the back of other cars, not concentrating, I suppose. And so they're putting a new type of bitumen down that increases the friction and lets you stop quicker, and hopefully this will impact on the number of front-to-rear boom-booms.
Yeah. Okay.
And no, that's a technical term. Sorry to baffle you with the science.
The Grand Chancellor, too.
Sounds like it's got a touch of the Victorian hotel quarantine system to it. Front to back boom-boom.
Yep, okay. That will come back to haunt me, that one. Yeah, put that on my gravestone. I deserve it. But apparently it also has a purpose, this new bitumen. It can rip up the tyres of the skiddy, the people who are doing the hooning. So,
that's a great thing.
Expensive to maintain, but, hey, if you're out there and you're driving to work today, watch out for your front boom-boom.
Yeah, boom-booms. You should put it at the front of the Mudrabar General Store. I need it there.
Just in front of the ice cream.
Also, some other bad news here on the Gold Coast, unfortunately, that knife crime has doubled over the last 4 years for youth crime between the ages of 10 and 17. So really sad, especially off the back of we've had a couple of fatal incidents here on the Gold Coast. One that everyone knows, Jack Beasley in 2019. His mum and dad set up a foundation to try and target knife crime, and that's what we want to try and bring down, especially on those youths between 10 and 17. What's wrong with carrying a footy or a tennis racket?
There you go.
Yeah, having a bit of a kick of the ball, but not these days.
You used to have a dance off.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. And before that, a thump.
Yeah, there
just
you go.
Just a good old fashioned thump.
Yeah. And a bit of a boom boom, but no knives. There you go.
And that is what you need to know.